For many New Orleanians, especially those with children in K through 12th grades, the post-Katrina educational restructuring is a confusing landscape. Now that all 57 of the Recovery School District properties are charters, it's understandable that many wonder what the Orleans Parish School Board, with its publicly feuding members, brings to the educational table, especially in the realm of one particular art form, music. Jonathan Bloom has been in the parish school system since 1981. He, like most he knew, grew up in public schools. After college, he came back to teach in public schools. Now the only art specialist with the OPSB, he remembers the influence of music and particularly band teachers on the young people of his day.
In those days, in the 80s and early 90s, music programs flourished. There was more than enough talent. You could go to any school and they had some form of a program in place.
But, says Jonathan, that has changed. As the only music specialist, there is no music director, he has seen the budget shrink for the many music programs that formerly flourished, the ones that brought new generations into the world of New Orleans music. That world produced internationally famous and successful jazz musicians, even if the academic standards hardly made a C. So what has changed?
I mean, this is the biggest difference. When I went to school many years ago, when people went to school for band, when you started in elementary school, the classroom teacher taught you general music. When you got to third grade or so, people got their front teeth or whatever, then you could begin to go to the itinerant music teacher or the music teacher to begin formal music instruction. When you got to junior high, you decided you wanted to be in a band. The music teacher had a basic schedule. You had a beginning band class, an intermediate band class. You had advanced woodwinds, advanced brass, percussion, like that. It was a six-day period. But those teachers were used specifically for that. Not, well, let me pull this math class, and then that teacher has a non-teaching period, and then those kids get some instruction. That's general. So when you went to band many years ago, you went to band every day.
This exposure to music existed through the network of neighborhood schools with music instruction from devoted teachers. That has changed, and those who have been in the system recognize and understand those days are gone. Now everything is in transition. But those who've been around a while still maintain their belief in the value of the arts in today's complicated world. Jonathan again.
When I watch the news every day and we talk about our social ills, that's the solution, you know, that we educate people, number one, create good citizens, and much of that happened through our music and band programs. Many of these teachers functioned as surrogate fathers and community leaders. And when you take that out, that's something we've never measured. And we could put a policeman on every corner, and it will not make a difference when anarchy is in place. So if you've benefited over the years, and you understand the strength and the power and the spiritual connectiveness with the arts and with music, find somebody's program, even if it's not thriving, but find it and say, look, I want to do this to make a difference. I want you to be successful so you can make a difference, because we all need this.
For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.